Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tamil. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to refile a claim.
Okay, refile a claim. And what's your social?
417-11-8436.
Okay, so that was 417-11-8436.
Correct.
Okay, and can I have your first and last name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
My first and last name, DeMario Denson. Date of birth, 2/15/79. Mother's maiden name is Stapleton.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And English is your preferred language?
Yes.
Okay, and do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I did.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
You do have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, and what's that driver's license number?
10347169.
And what state is that?
Alabama.
Okay. And you said 10347169.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to choose direct deposit or the Alabama Vintage Benefits Card, which will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. We prefer direct deposit if you have a checking or savings account. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And would it to be going into a checking or savings account?
It is a checking account.
Okay, and can I have the routing number and the bank account number?
Okay, give me 1 second here. Let me pull it up. Long day, huh?
Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, but I gotta stay up because my god baby was just born today.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Account number is 689.
Okay, you say the account number 689.
689-58. 3-8-6-5-8.
Okay, so that was
689-58-5-8-3-8-6-5-8.
Okay, 689-503-8658.
That's correct.
Okay, and what's the routing number?
062. 0000. That's 4-0-8-0.
Okay, so that was 062-0000-80.
That's correct.
Okay. And can I have an address for you?
5067 Canterbury Court. C-A-N-T-E-B-U-R-Y.
Okay, and what's their city, state, and zip code?
Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Birmingham. Dang, what Birmingham in? No. Okay, there you go. Is this the same as your residence address?
Yes.
Okay, and has your address changed in the past year?
No.
Okay, and what's a good number? Is it the number you're calling from now, which is 205-602-2822?
Correct.
Okay. And I do have your address is 5067 Canterbury Court. It's a Center Point, Alabama 35215.
That's good.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association team? Decatur, Florence, Jasper, Birmingham, or none of the above?
Birmingham.
Which of the following street addresses in Plaquemine have you ever lived at or been associated with? 23923 Jackson Street. 31595 Highway 75. 57810 LaVille Street, 59655 Highway 1148, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this property. You said none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1138 Snow Hinton Drive, 238 Deer Run, 3847 Second Avenue East, 7752 Rugby Avenue, or you've never been associated?
Rugby Avenue.
Okay. Which of the following cities never had a current association to you? Newport News, Joplin, FPO, Norfolk, or all of the above. So basically asking you, which city have you never lived in, or all of the above?
Oh.
Okay. And what month was Randy Denson born in? January, March, June, November, or you're not familiar with this person? You said March, okay. Okay, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
TRA certification.
Okay, are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was on February, it was for 3 days. That was on, the last day was on February the 2nd.
Okay. Did you file for? I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm so sorry. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked?
February the 2nd.
February the 2nd of 22.
Yes.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you registered for or attending school or training?
I take online class.
Say that again.
I take online class.
You take online classes?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you attending WIATAA or any dislocated worker training program?
No.
And what days and hours do you attend school?
What days and hours I'm in school?
Mm-hmm.
It's no certain hour. It's no certain hour. I just get on.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Yes, I work out the union hall, 92.
Okay, so do you have a date on the back of the, not on the back, but do you have a date on the union card?
On my union card, a date? Let me see again. That's a good problem. No, it's no date. No, it's no date.
I'm sorry about that. Did you say that you said it didn't have a date on it?
No, it don't have no date on it.
Okay, do it have a registration date?
A registration date for the union?
Yeah, for it's a union card.
Okay. I don't see that. Yeah, it got a date on.
Okay.
8/1/2001.
Okay. And what's the hiring hall name and number? The number of the hiring hall?
92.
Yeah. Iron worker?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, did I skip a question? Okay. So what's your job title and your job description? Was it an iron worker still?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. Let me search it up. Okay, I'm going to read these job description to you. And you could tell me which one sounds like your job description. Okay, so the first one says, raise, place, and unite iron or steel girders.
That's it.
Okay. And you're seeking work in your current occupation, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the name of the company you're separated from?
I just recently worked at Maccabee.
Maccabee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maccabee Construction.
Okay, and what's a good phone number for them?
Hold on. I That's that one right here. That is 205 area code.
Mm-hmm.
785-0044.
Okay, so that was 251-785-0044. 205-785. Oh, 205. I thought you said 251. I'm so used to people saying it. Okay, 205-785-0044.
44, yeah.
Okay, and when was your start date? You don't have to remember the exact date. Just give me the month and the year, if you can remember.
Oh, one but three days. I started on the 31st and ended on the 2nd. This month.
Started on the 31st.
First of January.
And it ended on the 2nd. Okay, and what city and state was this work performed in?
Fairfield, Alabama.
Hold on. You said where now?
Fairfield. Well, Birmingham. You call it Birmingham, but it's Fairfield. Fairfield, Alabama.
Fairfield, Alabama. Okay, Fairfield. I do Fairfield. Fair. Okay. Since you last worked, do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
Laid off.
Laid off. Okay. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for income tax?
Yes.
Okay, I'm about to give you a pen that you can use to check your portal online.
Got it. Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay, the pin is 3679.
Okay.
Okay, and the easy way to remember your pin is your pin will always be the last two numbers of your social, and then it will be the last two numbers of your birth year.
Okay.
The following, hold on. What question I answer? She's our employer. Yes. Good question, I ain't answer. Okay. That's the one I ain't answer. I did not mean to do that. Guess it'll just be like that then. Okay, the following instructions to telephone numbers are important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Since you are attached to a local union hiring hall, you are not required to seek work outside the union. You should be in contact with your union hiring hall and remain in good standing. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Failure to make a complete certification each week will result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file on the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file over the phone, the number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay,
Mr. Denson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
You're welcome.